Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Hi, gang. Here's another 30 minutes of razzle-dazzle in answer to the request you sent in to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And the chief dazzler on this particular razzle is a combination singing star, pinup girl, and all-around favorite of GIs everywhere. Here she is, Frances Langford.
Just kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. I never thought that you would be standing here so close to me. There's so much I feel that I should say, but words can wait until some other day. Just kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time.
Thanks, fellas. Well, the old Command Performance Hall has rocked and rolled to the rhythm of many a solid singing group. But coming up now is a combination who will bounce you right out of this world. So adjust safety belts and latch on to Fine and Dandy as done by the Peters Sisters.
Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy. When you're gone, what can I do?
Ooh, gee,
gee, it's all fine and dandy. Sugar candy, when I've got you.
Then I only see the funny side.
Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue.
When you're handy,
it's so fine and dandy. But when you're gone, yes, after you've gone, what can
command performance for a man who recently has been listening to a lot of command performances overseas. Here he is, fresh from the Marine Corps, Bob Crosby.
Thank you, Francis.
Bob Crosby. Let me see now. Crosby.
Yeah?
Crosby. Oh, you must be Bob Hope's brother-in-law.
Why not? Please, Francis, it's tough enough being a Crosby. Don't mix me up with Hope, too. Of course, I must admit that Hope is a pretty sharp guy, having a cute gal like you on his program.
Now, Bob, stop looking at me like that.
I can't help it, Francis. I'm just readjusting myself to civilian life.
Well, Bob, I realize you were a Marine, but you're barking up the wrong beachhead.
Hello there, Bob.
Well, hello, Ken. Hi.
Gee, you look swell in civilian clothes again. When's Bing going to put some on?
Well, Ken, now that Bing has sold his horses, what do you expect him to do with the blankets?
Right.
Well, enough about the old groaner, Bob. How about a little tune from the young groaner?
How about love letters, for instance?
Deliver them.
The sky may be starless, the night may be moonless, but deep in my heart there's a glow. For deep in my heart I know that you love me. You love me because you told me so. Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you write, I memorize every line. Kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart.
And now, gang, we'd like to answer a request from a bunch of fellas who signed their letter, Corn on the Cob Incorporated. A group of country boys who say they're getting mighty lonesome for the sounds of their farms back home. Well, Command Performance can think of no better way to bring you those welcome noises than in the song made famous by one of England's great comedians. But as this artist is very temperamental and must be introduced by his own personal manager, I will now present the gentleman who will present the next artist, my good friend, Cyril Smith.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a well-known fact to all and sundry that recently there has been a great deal of controversy in the newspapers concerning the respective merits in the singing field of Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. Ladies and gentlemen, you are extremely fortunate this evening that we have a young man in our company whose singing has been favorably compared to that of both Sinatra and Crosby. As a matter of fact, some critics have gone so far as to say that this young man is a better singer than either of them. And I reiterate, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are very fortunate indeed that I have been asked to sing tonight. I have a request to sing a song from somebody that I hired to request me to sing a song, and nothing is going to stop me. And as a special concession to you ladies and gentlemen in the studio audience and the boys overseas, I am going to sing this song in my native tongue, which is heavily coated. This is a very lovely and beautiful old English folk song or Christmas carol that I had the pleasure of recording for the Victor Company a few years ago. And I should like to make it very clear that it is the custom where I come from for the ladies in the audience to join in and assist the singer in a song of this type. So I would appreciate very much indeed if all the ladies present would listen very carefully to the way I sing the first verse and chorus, and then join in and assist me with the second and third choruses of this very lovely old song, which is called It Came Upon the Morning Clear.
An old man, and he had an old sow. My little sow. There was an old man, and he had an old sow. Lassifer-ow-de-ray. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. Susanna's a funny old man. Now, do you get the idea, lady? Oh, now, don't get me wrong, girls. Look, this thing is really very simple, you see. It is not so much a question of making the noises as much as getting them in the right order. See, all you girls have to do is... See, there's absolutely nothing to it at all. So, now that all you lovely brought, ladies... I thought I was at the Burbank Theater for a moment. Now that all you lovely ladies in the audience have grasped the fundamental principles of the thing, I would like you to join with me in the second chorus of this beautiful old song. The ladies, please. Now this old sow had nine little pigs. Pigs, five little jigs. Now this old sow had nine little pigs. Lassifer-ow-de-ray. Now this is where you come in. Just lean back in your seat. Relax, let your back hair down, girls, and rustle your bustles, and we will join in the second chorus together, the ladies and myself. Are you ready, girls? Here we go. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man, and Susanna... There seems to be a lack of cooperation from the fair sex. Ladies, I am surprised. I am sorry to say that I am not receiving the cooperation and support to which I am accustomed. I ask you girls to join in and help me out with this thing. But it becomes obvious to me that I shall now have to appeal to the members of the superior sex. That is us, fellas. We think. So I'm going to ask the ladies and the gentlemen to join in the last chorus and let's take the roof right off the joint. What the heck? It don't belong to us. Come on, everybody. They couldn't all climb the garden wall. Too whistles from the great... I want everybody in the joint to whistle on the last chorus. Oh, Susanna's a bonny old man. Don't look now, but you are now cooking with gas. Susanna's a bonny old man.
It's just about time now for another series of sharps and flats from those three sharp gals. It's the Peters sisters singing, Gotta Be This or That.
First you say you will, and then you won't. Then you say you do, and then you don't. If it ain't old, it's new. If it ain't me, it's you. If it ain't much, it's you. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spin, you bang. Why, if it ain't bang,
well, who is this?
It's bang. Gotta be this or that.
Say, if it ain't me, who can it be? I know it's not your mother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like a call, if it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that.
Every week, millions of people turn millions of dials to a certain station so they won't miss the next episode in the life of a certain genial fellow. He's one of America's best-loved comedy personalities, the great Gildersleeve. And now let's join Gildersleeve and his little family in Summerfield. At the moment, Gildersleeve is trying to read his evening paper, but his nephew, Leroy... Well...
Hey, Unc.
You heard the lady. I'm trying to read the evening paper, Leroy.
I just want to ask a question.
Then wait till I finish this article.
Well, it'll only take a second.
Well, what is it, my boy?
Did you ever have a girl kiss you? Did you?
Well, Leroy, I can't tell a lie. Why do you ask?
Oh, nothing. Did you ever go to a party?
Oh, yes, lots of them.
Did you ever go to one where they turned out all the lights?
Well, not that I recall. Not exactly. Anyway, is that what happened at your party the other evening?
Yeah.
Well?
I wound up under the stairs with Ethel Hammerschlag.
Yeah. Little Leroy, well, I guess he's growing up.
That reminds me, Unc, there's a question I've been wanting to ask you.
Phew. Oh, brother, I knew the day would come. there's something I've been meaning to take up with you, my boy. Sit down.
Sit down? What for?
Well, this may take some little time.
Okay, shoot.
Are you comfortable?
Well, sure. I just wanted to ask this one question.
If you'll be quiet, Leroy, I'll answer all your questions. This is a mighty big subject.
Oh, gosh, you don't have to make a whole big thing out of
it. It's the biggest thing in the world, my boy. let's see now. How did you do in school today?
All right, what's that got to do with it?
Nothing, I guess. Well, let me see. Leroy, you know the story of Noah's Ark?
Sure.
Well, how did the animals go into the Ark?
Up a little runway.
They went in two by two. Now, why do you suppose Noah was so careful to have two of each?
Because that's all there was room for.
Leroy, where do you go from here?
You don't see many Noah's Arks around anymore, do you, Unc? Why is that?
They're saving him for the California rainy season. I said it, and I'm glad, brother. Natives. Let's try to stick to the subject, Leroy.
Well, I wanted to ask you...
Just let me explain this in my own way, my boy.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. I wish I knew the right way to do this. Now, where were we?
Noah's Ark.
Yeah, forget Noah's Ark. You've heard of the flowers, haven't you?
Sure.
You've also heard of the bees, have you not?
Yep.
Good. Now, what are the bees doing when they're flying around in the garden?
Making honey.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. But that's not all the bees are doing, my boy. Do you know what else they're doing?
Stinging people.
That's not what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. When the bees go into the flowers to get honey, they accidentally get pollen on their legs. And then when they go to the next flower, some of it comes off. And that's what keeps the flowers going.
Going? Is that a fact? Well... Well, where did you learn that?
Gosh, I learned that in the 6B.
Well, that's all very interesting. Now, let's get back to fundamentals.
Okay, only if you just listen a minute, all
Leroy, I wish you'd learn not to interrupt.
Why, only...
There you go again. This is a very difficult subject, my boy. I need your cooperation. Has it ever occurred to you, my boy, to wonder where you come from?
Peoria, Illinois.
Leroy, I'm not speaking geographically. I'm speaking indirectly. Now, let's try again, huh? Will you? I wonder if you've ever heard a little poem. It used to be very popular when I was a boy.
What's that?
It's a very beautiful poem with a very lovely thought.
What is it?
I'll recite it. Where did you come from, baby dear? Out of the nowhere, into the here.
Oh, brother, are you kidding?
Leroy.
Oh, I know a poem, Monk.
Huh?
I woke up in the morning and looked upon the wall. There was a flea and a bedbug having a game of ball.
Ye gods, Leroy. Will you shut up and let me tell you what I'm trying to tell you?
Sorry, Unc. Go ahead.
What I want you to understand is... I mean, what I'm trying to explain is... What I mean to say is... Children should be seen and not heard. Go to bed, Leroy.
Well, now, can't I ask you this one question?
Well, I'd rather you...
All I want to know is, can I have a buck to go to the movies?
Well, I guess so, Leroy, if you won't ask any more questions.
Gee, thanks.
Wait a minute. Since when do the movies cost a buck?
Well, I'm taking somebody.
Oh, taking somebody? Who?
Ethel Hammerschlag. We're going to the Bijou.
Well, go ahead, my boy. Here's 80 cents.
But, with 80 cents, Ethel and I'll have to sit in the balcony.
Exactly, Leroy. One night in the Bijou balcony, and you can explain a few things to me.
Well, I see by my program notes that it's time for me to stop with the words and make for the music. Namely, a tune that a great many of you have asked for. If I Loved You. Thank you.
If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances
slams the lid down on this trunk full of command performance requests. Until next time, then, this is Frances Langford saying so long and good luck from all of us to all of you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.